is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 43. So start with Septimo Die Oppugnationis, on the seventh day of the attack, Maximo Quarta Vento, with a very great wind having arisen. And then you have to go all the way to line 4, Quaperunt Iacere. They began to throw ferventes glades, fusili ex argila, so burning balls of molten clay, et ferrefacta iacula, and heated missiles in casas, into the houses, into the huts. Quae more Gallico, which according to Gallic custom, stramentis erat tecti, had been woven with straw. Hi, calariter, these quickly, ignem comprehenderunt, caught fire, took fire, et venti, and the winds, magnitudine, by their strength, distulerunt, through or spread, basically the flames, in omnem locum castrorum, to every location of the camp. Hostes maximo clamore, the enemy with the greatest shouting, succuti parte iam, atque explorata victoria, as if with victory having been granted and confirmed, Quaperunt began to augure, drive forward the turres testudinesque, the towers and the sheds, et scales valum ascendere, and to climb the rampart with ladders. At tanto vertus militum, but so great was the courage or the bravery of the soldiers, atque ea presentia animi fuit, in this presence of mind was such, ut that cum undique torrentur flamma, when on all sides they were being scorched by the flame, maxima quae tellorum multitudine premerentur, and they were being oppressed by the greatest number of weapons, sua omnia impedimenta atque omnes fortunas conflagre intellegerent, and they knew, they understood that all their things, their equipment and all their fortunes, meaning their personal belongings, were burning. Non modo, not only, nemo discederat, did no one depart, de valo, from the rampart, de migrandi causi, for the sake of leaving, meaning leaving the fight, sed paene, but almost, nay, quidam, not even anyone, quidam, quisquam, that, but almost not even anyone, respicerent, was looking back. Actum omnes, then all, meaning all our men, acerrime, fortissime, quae, oppugnarent, most bitterly and bravely were fighting. All right, so I'm going to stop there and redo the translation for the first half of it. So, on the seventh day of the attack, a very large or very great wind having arisen, they began to cast burning balls of molten clay and heated missiles into the huts, which according to Gallic custom had been woven with straw. These huts quickly caught fire, and the winds, by their strength, spread the fire to every location of the camp. The enemy, with the greatest shouting, as if with victory having been granted and confirmed, began to drive forward the towers and sheds and to climb the rampart with ladders. But so great was the bravery of the soldiers, and this presence of mind of theirs was such that when on all sides they were being burned by the flame and they were being oppressed by the greatest number of missiles, and they knew all of their equipment and all their fortunes were burning, not only did no one depart from the rampart for the sake of leaving, but almost not even anyone was looking back, and then all our men most bitterly and bravely were fighting. Hic dies, this day, gravissimus fuit, was the most damaging, longe by far, nostris, to our men. Said Tommen, but nevertheless, habuit hunc eventum, it had this result, ut eo die, that on that day, maximus numerus hostium, the greatest number of enemies, vulneraretur, were wounded, atque interferecetur, and were killed, ut, as, since, se constipuerant, they had crowded themselves, sub ipso valo, underneath the very rampart. Ultimi non dabat, and the last, meaning those in back, were not giving recessum, retreat, room to retreat, primus, to the first, so meaning those in front. Palim quidem intermissa flamma, with the flame having been halted indeed a little, so basically the flame indeed having abated a little, at tura adacta and a tower having been driven, quodam loco, in a particular place, et contingenti valum, and touching the rampart, centuriones tertii cohortis, the centurions of the third cohort, ex eo quostabat loco recesserunt, from the place where they were standing, they retreated, suosque omnes removerunt, and they removed all their own men, nunc tu vocibus, with a nod and with their voices, voces vocare quiperunt, they began to call the enemy, si introrire velint, if they wished to enter, quorum nemo ausus est, of whom no one dared, progredi, to go forward. Tum, then, de turbati they, thrust back, conjectus lapidus, by stones hurled, ex omni parti, from every side, from every direction, turisque sucensa est, and the tower was set on fire. All right, so repeating that last portion again. This day was the most damaging by far to our men, but nevertheless it had the result that on that day the greatest number of enemies was wounded and killed when beneath the very rampart they had crowded themselves together and the last were not giving retreat to the first. The fire having abated a little and a tower having been brought up in a particular place and touching the rampart, the centurions of the third cohort retired from the place in which they were standing and drew off, removed all their men. They began to call the enemy, if they wished to enter, with a nod and with their voices, of whom no one dared to go forward. Then they, thrust back by stones hurled from every side, and the tower was set on fire. All right, so throughout this, we've got, you know, several questions here. We've got, you know, before we had a lot of concern for equipment and possessions, and how you've got this complete lack of concern. Compare that with Sabinus's and Cotta's, the fire. Gosh, exactly how dangerous do you think fire was in a camp? And then this onslaught at the very end, it kind of represents it as a potential turning point. And then really the soldiers of the third cohort were taunting the enemy and launching a small counterattack. So it's a very interesting chapter, and a lot of things happened here. So that was all of chapter 43.